Now, people say, well, what about the minerals in the water? Well, the trouble with the minerals in the water, if we were to look at them through a microscope, we would see they're fairly large chunks compared to minerals that we absorb through plants. When we eat our plants, they have minerals in them, and they're called colloidal minerals. And a colloidal mineral that's processed through a plant, the particles are about 100 times smaller or so than the particles that's in the water. And the particles in the water are so big that you absorb a little bit of the minerals from the water, but it creates more trouble for your body than benefits, because your body has to get rid of the minerals. And so in getting rid of the minerals that can't process, it creates the body has to devote a certain amount of energy to it. It's kind of hard on the kidneys and the liver. And so I filter all these out. And then I add good minerals. I get colloidal minerals, which are much smaller particles, and I add some of them in. These colloidal minerals are filtered from ancient plant material, and they have up to 60 or 70 different trace minerals in them. About 90% of the trace minerals in our soil is gone. Almost all the products that we buy, even a lot of the organic products, have the trace minerals almost completely gone. And so they have been taken out of the soil and not replaced. We used to replace them because we used to burn a lot of wood and then use the wood for fertilizer, the ashes for fertilizer, and that threw a lot of the minerals back in. But now we've quit burning wood and using the ashes for fertilizer. We don't replace the minerals very much. So after that, I put these minerals in, and then I get some ionic minerals to add to it, which is some magnesium, selenium, zinc. Put a couple drops of iodine in, and then I take some Celtic salt and put about a half a teaspoon of Celtic salt in each gallon of water. Now I've got about the water, the containers that I use are clear glass. Do we have that one over here that I can show you?
No.
Oh, you took them home? Okay. Oh, you remember Curtis had a couple yesterday. I use glass ones like that. Okay. And matter of fact, I loaned them to Curtis. They were mine, the ones he had here. Okay, so I put, what else do I put in? Oh, and I put food-grade hydrogen peroxide. I put a dropper full in each gallon. And this oxygenizes the water, helps to kill any germs. And then, like say, about a half a teaspoon of the Celtic salt. Celtic salt supplies additional good minerals. And our body, when we take all the red corpuscles and everything out of our blood, what is left is very closely corresponds to seawater. It's amazing how it's kind of like we life evolved from the sea, they say. So the water in our body is very closely resembles seawater. So my feeling is that a little bit of Celtic salt kind of is in harmony with the water in our system. So I add that. Yeah.
Water and ice stores in Idaho.
Okay. Then I take the put it in a clear. I put all my water in clear glass jugs. And then I take it outside and put it in the sun. Once it's in the sun for 4 hours, it kills any germs or bacteria, anything living in the water, the ultraviolet rays will kill. So it completely purifies the water. Plus, there's a lot of teachings on the fact that the sun energizes the water with solar prana, and which gives additional life force to the water. And so I just leave it out I do about 15 to 16 jars at a time. I got a whole bunch of them, and I do them all in one whack, put them out in the sun, just leave them, and then just bring them in as we need them. And so the last ones we use have been out in the sun for a couple of weeks. So they're really energized. But
are they capped, or are they, do you leave it open?
Yeah, you got to put the cap on, or yeah, it'll get all kinds of bacteria in. So anyway, we call it sun water. And that's most of what we drink. Artie's got some in that steel container right there.
You have one of those too. I love that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so water is extremely important. So you want to have good water, and if once it's in the sun, you know, any bacteria will be destroyed. So we're kind of spoiled that way. Oftentimes when we have to travel or something, we get a lot of gas from the coffee we drink or whatever, because it's we're used to such good water that when we go to other places, we sometimes the water doesn't agree with us that much, because like I say, we're somewhat spoiled by it. But I find I'm pretty sensitive to water. I can tell if we're in a restaurant if it's been purified or not, or because some restaurants do seem to have a lot better water than other restaurants. Some restaurants you go in, it tastes really bad. And I take a sip and I think, boy, I'm not taking any more of that water.
You might already be familiar with this, but there are some water systems that, you know, in addition to purifying the water, they make it more alkaline, yeah. They microcluster it, and some of them make it, they add electrons, so it's like 4 to 6 times higher and antioxidants than green tea. So there's some pretty cool systems that do that fairly inexpensively.
Yeah, you reminded me of something else. Another thing you can do, which I started doing for a while, but then I forgot to continue it. If you motion, they say, well, oxygenize water, so if you put it in a container and just shake it before you drink it, that will also energize the water somewhat. Yeah.
One thing I just read last week, and we haven't tried it yet, is we're talking about ionizing water, and it's probably doing what you're talking about, where it attracts, I don't remember if it's a negative or positive, that attracts the positive ions and toxins in your body. And you can buy these systems, but this guy said what you can do is boil your water for 15 minutes, and then you can store it. And sip it all day long. And he said that will attract the polar opposite electron of the toxins in your body and will pull them out and energize you. And we haven't tried that yet, but.
We get pretty good systems for like only $300.
Only $300, huh? Yeah. I think I'll boil my water.
There's a website, healthyhabitsweb.com, that sells a little bottle that does that, and you put your water in it and shake it a few times,
and it
does the same thing.
Yeah.
What does it do? It does the water. It alkalizes it and ionizes it. Just a little bottle, and it's great. If your body gets too acidic, you just drink some of that alcohol. Healthyhabitsweb.com. Yeah.
What time are we going to lunch?
We should leave here shortly. We're around 11:30, so...